All thanks to Yonex. Tomorrow, we've talked about it all week, they're launching Yonex, the E-Zone 7th generation tennis racket crafted for power. Head to yonex.com. Brett Phillips, I tell you what, are you going to start with the apology to Dr. Bernard Tomic, as we're describing him this morning? And the good news is, BP, apparently he bulked bills, so that's fantastic. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, so I've jumped on my Twitter account. I had a few inquiries over the night when I wiped the sleep out of my eyes this morning and said, what do you think now? And I said, look, I'll tell you what, I'll concede for a moment and allow him to get back to full health, and I'll reserve my full judgment, but I'm not holding my breath still. So we'll wait and see.
Surely it still doesn't make up for the antics though, right?
No, no. And I watched the little story on A Current Affair last night where Bernie was revealing, and a few pot shots at his father. No surprise there. I mean, look, in a lot of ways, we are a product of our upbringing. So his father has always had a lot to explain, and the way he's conducted himself for a long time. We've all known that in tennis circles, and the sooner Bernie could break away from him, the better. But anyway, look, we'll wait and see. We'll see if Bernie can resurrect things. But as I said, even if it wasn't for COVID the other day, I can't see it happening. But who knows?
Does he get to go out to dinner with the chair umpire and the chair umpire shout? Because he was proven correct.
I would have thought so, Jimmy. You can just see the rapport there. You can just see the rapport with his shoulders going on, but that'll be a fait accompli.
That is the world's worst first date, isn't it? Like, I've run out of things to say and we're 15 minutes in. Anyway, we won't run out of things to say about Thanasi Kokkinakis. This is so, like, the one thing we do know, and Joe and I were talking about it earlier, no matter when he gets through to the Australian Open and how far he progresses, and I think he might even have Rafael Nadal second round if he gets that far, at least we know that Thanasi is leaving it all out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Another really solid performance last night up against the fellow Aussie, Alexander Vukic, who, as we know, took that first set in the breaker, and then after that, Thanasi clicked into gear, had a great, hometown Adelaide crowd behind him, which, for any athlete, it's hard to measure, what it's totally worth, but it's got to give you an edge and get you up and about. And, he's got Marin Cilic coming up today in a semi-final, of course, a Grand Slam champion and a finalist across his career, not quite the same player he was, Marin. So Thanasi will... Yeah, certainly fancies chances there. And then either a Frenchman potentially in the final, but one match at a time. I think this is great just to see him playing, to see him winning. He'll play a qualifier in the first round. So the qualies wrap up here in Melbourne today. And as you said, Jimmy, very likely a Nadal if he could get through that first round match at the Australian Open. But first of all, it'd be just great to see him win a title at that 250 level going into the AO. So let's hope he's got another couple of good matches in Adelaide left in him.
Yeah, here. It's been awesome to see him back in form. Now, you mentioned the fact that we do have the draw for the Australian Open, slightly delayed, but we got there in the end. What is the main thing that stood out from you from the draw?
Well, the first thing I went to, Joe, was to look at the path for Ash Barty, our biggest hope. And you get to about, the fourth round, yes. I mean, the roadmap says that there's a potential matchup with Naomi Osaka, who's in the top half of the draw with Barty. But then Osaka has got to navigate potentially past Belinda Bencic, who I think is a terrific player. Had a bit of COVID prior to Christmas, so hasn't maybe come in with the absolute best prep, but she's been top 10. And Amanda Anisimova, who Darren Cahill now has taken over coaching. And you know what happens to players when Darren Cahill becomes a coach? Mm-hmm. They become world number one.
Yeah.
He's got an incredible coaching record. So no given that Osaka makes it through to that fourth round. So you're looking at, a Bencic and Anisimova, Osaka, who I think present the biggest danger. I think the path to the fourth round should be straightforward for Ash. And then on her side of the draw in that top half, you're looking at the likes of Anand Jabeur, who's in really good form, top 10, Sakkari, who's emerged as potential quarterfinalists. And then on that bottom half of the draw, a Krejcikova or Badosa, who are the best seeds left. But who knows? The women's could be turned upside down in the space of the first week. So, yeah, Ash, one game at a time, but it looks like certainly the first three rounds, she should be able to tick the box.
We've got the back page of the Daily Telegraph today saying Osaka awaits in tough Ash draw. She's got the qualifier in round one. Who's the qualifier she's playing in round one?
Well, she won't know that until the qualies are all completed today, and then I'll put them into the hat and draw them out.
So the equivalent of that player's Daily Telegraph in there, and I'm not sure there is an equivalent of the Daily Telegraph in those countries, but they're saying, oh, hang on, we have to play the world number one. Like, when you're the world number one, you don't worry too much about what your draw looks like because, you know, you're the world number one, right?
Well, Ash will always tell you she even looks at the draw. Now, I reckon all players would have a little sneaky look at the path forward. But, I mean, look, in tennis, all you can do is take care of your own backyard. You're drawn who you're drawn, and you just got to bring your best game. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, certainly the rest of our Aussie girls who, I mean, Tomjanovic, Bardoza, they've already met in Sydney this week in another matchup. Some are going to be tough. You know, they've got, Inglis has got Fernandez, US Open runner-up last year, Storm Sanders. I mean, she might half fancy herself against Sabalenka just with what has happened in Adelaide this week. Well, I feel like Arena can bounce back and get a game together at the majors, but, you know, Stormy just might be able to unsettle the cage there of Arena Sabalenka. And then on the men's side, look, there's, you know, some winnable matches. There's some 50-50 ones. Demonor's got Lorenzo Musetti, who's a, you know, really good young Italian who's emerged in the last 2 years. And as I look down, Kyrgios with a qualifier, if he gets to the start line on Monday. Yeah, there's some winnable games, absolutely, there that could get our Aussies through to maybe a second or a third round.
BP, I know Nick Kyrgios is in isolation with COVID at the moment, but what does his draw look like? Because by all reports, he was coming into the Australian Open in some good form.
Yeah, well, if he gets through, depending who the qualifier is, Joe, if he gets through that, it's Medvedev.
Oh, dear.
World number two in the second round. So you would think Medvedev wins his match, and then, yeah, that presents obviously a huge hurdle to try and clear. But let's see if Nick makes it to the start line. And, yeah, I mean, he'll play a qualifier who'll have three good matches under his belt, coming in, you know, feeling pretty good, Nick, with no matches under his belt at all. So, yeah, that first round still could be a hurdle to climb over.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked a little bit about floaters. Are there any floaters in the draw that you can see could be an issue for somebody?
Well, I think, yeah, both sides have got plenty of depth. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, you look at the top seeds, you know, Djokovic, Nadal, Zverev, Tsitsipas, Rublev, Medvedev. Now, on paper, they've all got matches they should be able to tick off pretty easy and get through. But, you know, it's the guys like, you know, these young talents, Shapovalov, Auger, Aliassim, Alcaraz, who's, you know, seeded here. The star young Spaniard, Hubie Hurkacz, who I think is, you know, really capable of having a great run. The big Pole, who's inside the top 10. You know, Aslan Karatsev, Australian Open he had last year, making the semi-finals. He's in Sydney at the moment, missed the ATP Cup, but we know that he'll have good memories coming in. So there's just lots there. I mean, you know, Cam Norrie, what a year last year he had. Didn't play a great ATP Cup, but he got to world number 12 by the end of the year. So there's lots of names that sort of jump out, and it's just going to depend who executes best on the day. But there's, yeah, some, you know, if I look at that first week, there's some really good four or five set matches there that are pretty compelling.
You going there tomorrow for the launch of the Yonex, the E-Zone 7th generation?
I am.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here we go. How do you hit him? How do you hit him okay, BP?
Forehand solid.
Right.
Backhand's always been a little bit weak of a weaker link, Jimmy. I've tried to go the one hand in the last 12 months.
Ooh.
And when you do Roger execute, Federer.
Yeah, when you execute 1 out of 100, I tell you, it feels no wonder Roger and Stan Vavrinka and all these guys
Stan,
across the
journey.
It is a beautiful feeling when you rip one in the middle.
Yeah, yep. Well, you can do it tomorrow with the Yonex, mate. We've been talking about it all week, and glad to hear you're out there and improving your game. It'll improve everyone's game as well. And we'll speak to you next week, mate, but enjoy the weekend, and we'll look forward to that.
Thank you, team.
Cheers,
there he is,
BP.
Brett Phillips, SEN's tennis expert. Thanks to Yonex. He'll be there at the launch tomorrow, the new E-Zone 7th generation tennis racket crafted for power. Make sure you head to yonex.com. 1300 01 1170. Get us on that text line as well, 0457 736 736. That's the McDonald Jones open line. We've got the news now. It's 7:30 in New South Wales, and that's all I'm mentioning because no one in Queensland is listening right now, unless they're doing it via the app. And then after that, we'll have a sports update with Joe Healy.